You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. And one can truly say, thank God it is Friday, because what a blockbuster day we've had on the Lal Street. Just ahead of the exit polls, the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,400 and the BSE Sensex gained as much as 500 points. All that took place on the last day of the trading week. Today is what we bring to you on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It was indeed a blockbuster day for the Indian markets, where Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,400 levels on a closing basis, while the S&P BSE Sensex had a touch-and-go moment with 38,000. Most experts suggest that the move could be largely led by short coverings ahead of the exit polls, which are due to come out on the 19th of May, Sunday. Sanjeev Jain, AVP at Ashika Stockbroking, told Money Control, and I quote, "Short covering could well have boosted markets today. Friday's move somewhat indicates that exit poll may be in the favour of the BJP-led NDA government." Sharp up move of Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance, Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Twins and ITC have rallied the benchmark indices. More than 250 to 260 seats for the BJP may be a big positive for the market. Any single party, if it crosses the 240 to 250 mark, then there would be a significant rally in the market. Unquote. Investors' wealth in terms of market capitalization on the BSE rose by 1.4 lakh crore rupees in a single session. The average market capitalization of the BSE listed companies rose to 146.59 lakh crore rupees on the 17th of May today, compared to 145.22 lakh crore rupees recorded on Wednesday on the BSE. So, what was the final tally on the Lal Street when we left things off for the day and the week? The S&P BSE Sensex rose 537 points to close at 37,930, while the Nifty 50 rallied 150 points to close at 11,407. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Auto Index rallied 2.4%, followed by the S&P BSE FMCG Index, which was up 2.3%, and the BSE Finance and Banking Index rose over 2% each. The S&P BSE Midcap Index, looking at the broader markets now, also rose, but not matching the benchmark. Midcap Index rose as much as 1.08%, while the Small Cap Index on the BSE rose by 0.51% compared to the 1.4% rally seen in the BSE Sensex, that is the benchmark. However, more than 250 stocks did hit a fresh 52-week low, and that list included names like Alchem Lab, Lakshmi Mills, Venky's, Natco Pharma, Biocon, among others. In terms of stocks which hit fresh 52-week highs, the names included Bajaj Finserv, Atul, Bajaj Finance, Kotak Bank, SRF, Titan Company, UPL, among 40 other stocks, which hit fresh highs today on the BSE. Which were some stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street? Shares of Bajaj Finserv ended over 4% higher today on the back of strong quarter four earnings. Consolidated net profit in the quarter ended March 2019 rose 31.7% at 839 crore rupees compared to 637 crore rupees in the year ago period. Bajaj Finance ended over 6% higher on 17th of May today to 3,310 rupees 20 paise per share. Most brokerage firms maintained their rating on Bajaj Finance post March quarter results, but raised their target prices up to 3,600 rupees, which translates into an upside of over 10% from the current levels. The share price of Bajaj Auto, so a lot of Bajaj news today, rose 3% after the company reported a 20% jump in its fourth quarter standalone net profit at 1,305.6 crore rupees. The share price of Aurobindo Pharma fell 7% after the US FDA classified the inspection as official action indicated, that is OAI. And finally, shares of PNB Housing Finance fell more than 3% after its promoter company, Punjab National Bank, terminated the share purchase agreement entered into with Varde Holdings for the sale of the housing finance company. So those were some stocks that made news on the Lal Street today. A quick tour around the world. Considering I'm now booking tickets to the United States, I can tell you how expensive they are, but this tour I give you each day free of cost. European stocks have been trading lower today on Friday as trade fears have ratcheted up again. The pan-European stock 600 dropped 0.6%. Asian shares tumbled today amid ongoing tensions between Beijing and Washington. The Shanghai Composite slipped 2.48% to close at 2,882.3, and the Shenzhen component dropped 3.5%. 0.15% to finish its trading day at 9,000.19. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also declined more than 1%. Japan's Nikkei 225 added 0.89% to close at 21,250.09, while the broader topics index also rose 1.09% to finish at 1,554.25. Well, that's pretty much all that transpired today on Dalal Street. So clearly the market is thinking that the exit polls are going to indicate that the results are going to be a certain way. And that has certainly buoyed the markets. You know how the markets are. But we also know whichever way the polls lean, the anxieties will come down in a few days. But as far as the exit polls are concerned, as far as the markets are concerned, it is probably going to be the BJP-led NDA government. And today we've also spoken, interestingly, about the Jammu and Kashmir elections, the history of conducting free and fair elections in Jammu and Kashmir, and how often they have been difficult exercises. So do listen to that to get a sense of the electoral history of Jammu and Kashmir elections. And as usual, we also have the stories of the day, which will be out in just a little while. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.